are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide you with advice and tips and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, and they're at very different stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. And we welcome you to write in and ask questions of our guests. We usually announce the shows prior to 5 o'clock. So at any time during the week, feel free to email us and write your questions of the guest. Our email address is Priscilla Leona, that's me, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A-L-E-O-N-A at yahoo.com. You can go to the official Question Reality website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and you can contact us there as well to send your emails. If you want to check out our past guest, read their bios, or listen to any of the interviews instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, and that's latalkradio.com. If you're listening to us live, you're already there, people, so just go to the top, and you can, I think it's when we're on channel one, scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and you click that link, and that takes you to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests from 2008 until today. They're all there. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. You just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there you go. We should pop up with all of our shows. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, because as you know, we're usually booked 6 months to a year in advance, we are at questionrealityradioshow.com. You got to go there to see the future guests. So latalkradio.com for the past and Question Reality Radio Show to see all of the future guests. Now, if you enjoy listening to our show, which I know you do, or you wouldn't be listening, or if you're tuning in for the first time, you're going to love the show. I just guarantee you. We have a goal. Our goal is to inspire. Now, if you believe in the goal of inspiring and motivating and educating people on what it takes to pursue a successful career in the entertainment industry, we ask that you please consider helping to support our financial efforts so we can reduce the amount of advertisements. Now, you can do this by going to our website, questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and clicking on our Amazon.com link to order all of your Amazon products. So whenever you feel like ordering a flat iron to get that straw hay feel out of your head, go to our website and click on the Amazon link and order yourself a damn flat iron, just like I did last week, to get that straw feel out. I don't know what's happened. The older you get, the more straw-like. It's just straw all over my head. So order any of your products. All it does is take you directly to the Amazon page, and it just kind of puts God knows what goes on behind the scenes. There are some bots or some cookies or whatever those little technical things are. I have no idea how it works. But if you click on that link, this will help us so much with our ongoing financial efforts to keep the show very low on advertisements. Of course, we love to advertise. We love our advertisers. We love you. We love you. But we don't want so many because we want to dedicate the whole show to talking to our guests. So thank you so much. in advance for that. Now, today, we have another fantastic actress back again. Last week, we had Tony Award winning Daisy Egan on the show. And boy, have I gotten emails all week. How many people loved her, loved the interview, and just found her advice to be really, really, really informative and helped so many people. So again, thank you, Daisy Egan, for gracing us, our Tony Award winner. And today we have another actress who's been on Broadway, and she's going to answer more questions. And she's also an actress and a stand-up comedian. Her name is Jay Elaine. Now, people, I just spoke with her about this. You're going to look at the name and you're going to go, Jelaine. And she said, that's fine. You don't get any demerits for that. But Jay Elaine would be so much better. So Jay Elaine Marcos, again, is a Broadway actress, an actress, film actress, television actress, and a stand-up comedian. And I met Jay Elaine at my friend Cleo King's weekly open mic night. Now, this is an awesome thing for you to experience. I just have never felt anything like this being at this comedy night. It happens every Thursday. And the next one is this Thursday, March 20th, from 7:20 to 10:20 p.m. And Jay Elaine is going to be hosting this. So after you hear her today, you're going to end up becoming an obsessive fan. Not too obsessive, but obsessive. You're going to want to go see her this Thursday. And I highly recommend this because it was my first time going to Cleo's event. And I met Cleo a long time ago. It's just a funny story. The first time I had seen her, she was on an episode of Boston Public, which was a show that I was on way back in my pursuit of an acting career, which I never really had an interest in, but I thought, oh, how fun. But we met, she was on the show, and you remember her if you were a Boston Public fan, because she was the lady who said, smell this shoe. This is the smell of injustice. And she was always causing trouble up at the school. But I just thought it was the funniest thing ever. And then I kept going on auditions, and I ran across Cleo King. We were going to auditions, and we had a chat about how happy we were that Conchita Farrell was no longer coming to the auditions because she had booked a part on Two and a Half Men. But all of the fluffy actors, me and Cleo and Conchita Farrell, were all going up for the same parts. And of course, Conchita was booking them all. But Cleo and I had become friends after that. And when she invited me to the open mic night, I was so excited. And I'm so glad she did, because this is an incredible opportunity for you if you're a beginning performer. Or if you are a pro, to come to this performance every Thursday. And Cleo rented the whole theater out for a year, and she has these open mic nights every Thursday. So you really got to check them out. They're from 7:20 to 10:20. And if you get there about 7:20, you can sign up. They have a sign-in sheet. You can go there, sign up. It's $5 if you want to be an audience member. It's $3 if you want to be a performer. And again, I can't stress to you how fun this is for a Thursday night. And I tell you, everyone is welcome to attend. And again, if you want to perform, show up by 7:20, sign up sheet. Performances start at 8. Again, $5. I mean, who can't spend $5 for a fun night? And they're practically sold out every week. And I say, why not? Again, for that price, it's just amazing that you can get entertainment for $5. And it's a really warm, supportive audience for beginners as well as pros. And it's a really great place to be on a Thursday night instead of out boozing it up and having a hangover on Friday and then not being able to enjoy Friday night. So, and it's a great opportunity for networking as well. Hence, Jay Elaine is on my show. Met her, never saw her before. She was so talented. I said, oh my God, this is a star. This is a star. She's going to be a star. I have to have her on my show right away. Now, you'll never know who you run into at this at Cleo's night, because again, Cleo is a celebrity and she has celebrity friends. And we were very fortunate when we went there. Kelsey Scott, I believe her name, oh, please let it be Kelsey Scott, from the hit movie 12 Years a Slave was there, and Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show. So you never know who's going to be at these shows, and it's a great opportunity to meet people, and you never know where it's going to lead. So, Cleo King's open mic to see J. Elaine Marcos this Thursday, March 20th from 7:20 to 10:20. I can't be there this week, but we're going to be there the following week, and I hope J. Elaine is also hosting. So, again, the diversity is just brilliant, and everybody's there to be entertained. So, who doesn't want to be entertained? I hire people to come over to my house and entertain me every week. It's the thing to do. Life is so short, right? All right. So, I want you to go to J. Elaine's website right now and check her out while we are going to run our little advertisement, see if you people would order off of my website, questionrealityradioshow.com. I wouldn't have to do these advertisements, but since you're not going there, well, actually, a lot of you are, but since you're going to go there, I don't have to worry about it too much because I know I'm going to eventually eliminate the advertisements. But go to J. Elaine's website. It's jelainemarcos.com. That's J-E-L-A-I-N-E, just like Elaine, Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S. Oh, I got to find out when we talk to her if she's related to the shoe queen. I think that was Hermelda Marcos. I can't remember her name, but wow, we got to find out. All right, so let's start with our first ad. Yes, it's coming. But actually, this is a good thing because I'm going to be there. I can't go to Cleo King's open mic night this Thursday because we had a prior engagement, which is Thursday, March 20th, 7 p.m. at Ultra Suede, 661 North Robertson. And a friend of mine, actress, singer, Irina Maliva, is her new album, Illusions, is going to be launched. And this is a hotter-than-hot CD release party. Talk about celebrities that are going to be there. There's going to be some old ones up in here because Irina Maliva, as you know, she was on my show a couple weeks ago. She was discovered by the Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini, and she also she was in Orson Welles, a lot of Orson Welles movies. So she's got the old stars. Oh, should I be using that word? Oh, I probably should. The classic stars. Yeah. She's going to have classic stars there. She was discovered by Federico Fellini, and she's been in Orson Welles movies, and she starred in over 30 Italian films. And then she came to America, and she's been in such shows as Bold and the Beautiful, Heroes, Just Shoot Me, Angel, 6 Feet Under, Days of Our Lives, and the list goes on and on. But this is going to be a hot show, and I think there are some tickets still left. I can't confirm because I think it might be going fast. But it's a one-woman show, and it's got great views, nothing but sold-out houses. And again, this Thursday, she's going to be performing tracks from the album. Some of them are going to be like Besame Mucho, Whatever Lola Wants, et cetera, et cetera. So if you can try Ultra Suede, you can try going to the website and see if you can still get tickets. But if not, her latest CD, Illusions, is currently available on Amazon.com, CD Baby, iTunes, and go to her website, irinamaliva.com, IrinaMaleeva. Yay, Irina Maliva. I love that. That just flows off the tongue. Irina Maliva. Okay. All right, now, I'm very, very excited to tell you about this next project because being in the film business, being a producer, I know how hard it is to raise funds for my films and projects. So this one I really, really, really feel passionate about. There's only 15 days left for this on the Crowdfunder TV show campaign. Now, I just happened to run across this. I didn't even know there was a Crowdfunder TV show campaign. I had never heard of it before. Usually it's Kickstarter or Indiegogo, and I was just thrilled to find out about a new hot crowdfunding website. So this is a my friend Linda Palmer's film is entitled Our Father. And Linda Palmer is a writer, she's a director, she's a producer, and she focuses on projects with inspired messages to direct. And she and producers Sandy Robinson, Colleen Keane, and Mark Cardoni are taking on this really personal story that was inspired by events that happened in Linda's family. which show how important it is to let people live their life authentically. Now, this script is based on her brother David's story of what happened when caring for their estranged father who was suffering from late stage dementia. Now, just tell you a little bit about it because this story is just so powerful and it's just a project that I really, really believe in and I want this to come to fruition. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about it. What happened was Linda's estranged father friended them on Facebook and he hadn't been around for like over 20 years. So Linda and her younger brother briefly responded, but they didn't really want to get too attached because, you know, for reasons. But their brother David called them and he realized there was something wrong when he was talking to him. So he visited the doctor and found out that their father was in the beginning to mid stages of dementia and that the doctor said he really shouldn't be living alone. But nobody in the family wanted to take care of him. And it was only because of David's son who asked why. Why, Daddy, aren't we going to take care of Grandpa? You know, that kind of question, that's just going to reel you in, right? So David and his family just decided they were going to take on the task. And their father was with them for about a year and a half before he passed away. And this particular film, this story, is about one moment of clarity that their father had with David in the bathroom. He finally released all these secrets that nobody in the family could believe, like these really crazy things. And one of the things he shared was that he was institutionalized by his family after being found with a boy. And he was subjected to shock therapy for many years because you know what they used to do to you back then. You even act up, you're going to get lobotomized, right? I mean, don't even act like you don't know because they're going to take a piece of your gray matter out right away. So this was a long time ago. That's what they did. So he also shared how he fell in love with an African-American man while he was institutionalized. And it was just such an amazing story that they couldn't believe it. So they had it verified. They had all of this information verified when he passed away. And what has come of this cleansing, so to speak, is a healing for all of them about why he became a racist and a misogynist and he became a wife-beating bully. All of these things came out of what happened to him. So by sharing their story, they're hoping that many of you can see the importance of letting a person be who they are, and because God knows what's going to happen if you try to repress who you really are. So this is just an incredible story. I'm going to do everything possible to help bring it to fruition. Now, if this story is of interest to you and you want to help them bring the story to life on screen, you can help by donating. Now, this is where I found another interesting thing because, again, as a filmmaker, we're always trying to raise money for our projects and looking for new ways. This was a really fascinating and interesting way that I want to share with other filmmakers if you don't know about it already. But what you can do is you can donate, people can donate by buying gift cards on this crowdfunder TV show. And the way it works is if someone buys a $10, $25, $50, or $100 gift cards, and they're like Starbucks, Subway, Gap, Home Depot, Old Navy, Sears, Toys R Us, they got everything. Those sponsors give your film 50% of the value of the card. 50%, right? So literally no one is actually giving away any of their money because you're buying the card, you're getting full value of the card, and the sponsor gives you 50% of whatever the person buys. So, I mean, it's a win-win, right? The sponsors of the show are donating 50% of the funds. We're getting money as filmmakers. And now, also, the producers are offering, which I thought was really cool, they're offering along with that an associate producer credit to anyone buying $500 worth of gift cards. So it's a great way to build your resume on IMDb if that is something that you're seeking and that's the route you want to pursue. It's a great avenue. Plus, all of the associate producers, become part of this special producer group that they've created, where they ask the opinion of the associate producers about a variety of decisions that they're making about the film. So you will be more than a financial contributor. You will be part of the film. So now, the link to the show where people can get the gift cards and check out this really amazing fundraiser campaign. I know I'm going to use it for my next project. It's fundraiser.com, but it's spelled differently. It's FUNDRAZR. FUNDRAZR. And they raised about $15,000. Their $25,000 goal is their goal, and they have 10 days left. So it's a win-win for everyone. Please help them achieve their goal to get the remaining money before the segment airs. So go to the crowd fundraiser website, buy your gift card, fundraiser.com, and then you just type in the search box the name of the film, which is Our Father. Our Father. Fundraiser.com, FUNDRAZ as in zebra, R.com. Type in Our Father and buy a gift card. I mean, who doesn't love gift cards? I prefer gift cards. I don't even want you to get me anything personal. Give me a gift card. That's all I love. And scented candles. Oh, and wild turkey and chocolate. All right, I could go on. There's a list, but gift cards are my favorite. So thank you. All right, now let's move on. Woo! I'm so excited to have this guest. I can't wait. J. Elaine Marcos. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a professional actress, singer, dancer, and comedian. And I definitely know she's funny because I saw her in action. She's really good at physical comedy. She was recently seen in the Broadway revival of Annie as Annie as Lily St. Regis. And she has performed in 8 Broadway shows, and her favorite roles include Connie Wong in the revival of A Chorus Line, and Cynthia, who was the ping pong lady in, of course, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, one of my favorites for many reasons. And one of her favorite film credits is Lisa Bartlett in Morning Glory opposite Rachel McAdams. Oh, she's a fantastic actress. I love her. J. Elaine's upcoming films include Before I Disappear by Oscar winner Sean Christensen and St. Vincent de Van Nuys by Theodore Melfi. And some of her TV credits include Law & Order, SVU. Oh, it's like one of my favorite shows. 30 Rock, Rescue Me, Royal Pains, and I Just Want My Pants Back. I'm not familiar with that show. I'm going to have to find out what that's all about. And you can also find J. Elaine doing stand-up comedy. If you give her a mic in 5 minutes, she'll do it anywhere. There's nowhere she won't do stand-up comedy. I mean, just she's like a traveling comedian. You can hire her. Barbecue, J. Elaine, I got some money. Can you do 5 minutes? She'll do it. I think she will. She just loves to perform. She's a natural. Again, go to her website, jelainemarcos.com. And you can check out her upcoming stand-up improv gigs as well as performances. And apparently she has a musical improv group called the Benetones, which you're going to find out about. So welcome to the show, my little J. Elaine Marcos.
Hello, Priscilla.
Oh my God, are you asleep yet? I have to do all of that schmeal and schlamazel House and Beverage Incorporated stuff.
Oh, no, you keep it energetic, so I'm definitely not asleep.
Well, I think I'm ready for a nap now. I think I'm going to let you take over the show. I'm going to let you take over the show. You're going to have to take the second half, J. Elaine.
Okay, it's more than 5 minutes. I'll do it.
Okay. Now, let's talk about you as a child. Now, when J. Elaine, oh God, I'm confusing myself. Now we had that conversation earlier because I was calling you J. Elaine. I told everyone, J. Elaine, you got to see J. Elaine. And now I find out it's J. Elaine.
No, it's totally fine because one of my best friends, he always does that, J. Elaine, and that's what it is. I got a couple of nicknames. It's good.
You can go either way. Now, let's talk about when you were a child. Now, first of all, one of the many reasons I found you to be exquisite and fascinating, not only are you beautiful and talented, I can already, even though you were doing comedy, you were doing comedy with acting. So I can already tell you're a phenomenal comedic actress. You really are. I mean, I honestly, anyone who knows me knows I never, ever, ever say anything that's not true and I don't believe it. If I don't believe it, I'll say, oh, that was interesting. That's my giveaway. Yeah. I just told you. I just say, oh, that's interesting. What do you think of my performance? Well, it was interesting.
Interesting.
You don't have to go hurting anybody's feelings, right? Interesting is a good word. But I really think you're super talented. My husband and I were really, really impressed with you. And one of the reasons my husband was so amazed at you was that you are of Filipino descent, and so is he. So
yes.
He said to me, he said, oh my God, Priscilla, I have never seen a Filipino comedian. And he said, because, you know, Filipino people tend to, according to him, he tend to go into the professions of being a nurse, a doctor. His dad is an engineer, a doctor. They're lawyers. They're everything, but we don't see too many of Filipino performers. I could name maybe on my hand how many I've seen. And we were really fascinated with that. So tell us, when you were a child, what, I assume you always knew you wanted to be in the entertainment industry. What did the parents say about, let's talk about.
Well, I grew up thinking I was going to be an accountant. I loved math. I was a good student. But I always loved some type of dance aspect. My mom put me into dance classes, and that was good, and that was fine. And all of a sudden, I think one of my first recitals, something bit me, and not a child or anything like that, but like something bit me in terms of, I love this feeling on stage. It feels so good. And I know that when I see, sometimes when I do talkbacks when I was doing my Broadway shows, after the show there'd be a talkback, and sometimes I would talk to different students, and they would ask me about how I feel about how I started. And I see in their eyes exactly how I was when I did a recital or I did my school play. And I just loved it. And I just love that high, that wonderful high you get from doing what you love to do, which is performing and making people laugh. And so when my parents put me into my dance classes, I kind of got that little high. And then I went to a performing arts camp. And we did a number from West Side Story. It was America, and I loved it. I was Anita, and I got to sing America. By the way, I'm Canadian as well, too. So I was singing that, and I just loved it. I just had a field day, in addition to the fact that my parents, they love karaoke. I think your husband might have forgotten the fact that we Filipinos love our karaoke. So
yes, they do.
It's like a secret little thing that, you know, hey, let's come over and after dinner we'll do karaoke. Like everybody has some type of karaoke machine.
And if there's not a karaoke machine, there's a party every weekend.
Yes.
There's a party somewhere.
Oh yeah. Filipinos up to party, and they got their food, and then if not, somebody will play piano, and they'll sing.
Yes, everybody
ends up
can
being
sing.
A big.
I've never met a Filipino that cannot sing beautifully. It's like they were born to sing. They're just amazing talents. I believe American Idol, there were a couple Filipino singers.
Yeah.
I think Jasmine, I can't remember her last name.
And yes, then recently, I remember Jasmine, yes.
Jasmine Trias. And then recently Jessica Sanchez is Filipino. So
exactly.
Just phenomenal talents. And as far as acting, I was Albert and I went to a play recently, and we came across Tia Carrere. I don't know if you remember her, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
She's a Filipino actress. So, but we need more people, and I believe you are going to be the next star. I really believe in that. You are so amazing. So let's talk about, okay, you were you're from Canada. Did you move here first, or did you move to New York first?
New York first.
Okay. So yeah,
I went to New York.
Tell us Okay, so where did you go to school, and tell us how you got onto the stage in Broadway?
Well, I did a lot of, at the end of high school, I did a lot of dance competitions. I still thought I was going to be an accountant, blah, 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 blah. And then I started doing a lot of dance competitions because I did a lot of dancing in school, in high school. I realized that I should probably pursue a little bit an audition for a couple schools regarding musical theater. So I auditioned for the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York. I got accepted, did 2 years conservatory there, and right after that, being in New York, you get to know people, you get to, you know, you're really in the heart of it. And also, it's so intimidating and scary, yet your craft becomes even better because you're forced to really pull up. You know, you gotta pull up. There's a lot of people in that area, you know, who want to, you know, be in the business. So I went on tour with A Chorus Line. That was my first gig. I played Connie Wong at the national tour. That was my big gig, my first gig. And so that's how that all started. And then after that tour, and then I eventually went down to Disney World, worked there for a little bit. And then that's where the improv comedy bug bit me there. I get a lot of bites. So that's where that improv comedy became part of my life, was when I worked down in Disney World. And I really think improv is huge in terms of being an actor, auditioning, having that, trying to really work on that that fear that you have when you go into an audition. Auditions are horrific. They're so stressful. They still are. Every day they are for me. But when I go, because I've studied improv, it doesn't make them easier, but I can somewhat handle the chaos of the uncertainty of what the bleep am I going to do, or what am I going to say, or what am I going to, you know.
It definitely helps you with your cold reading skills, for sure. I recommend everyone do it. You really, really should do that. And we're going to touch on that in just a minute, but I want to know, get some advice for people who are moving to New York. Okay, if they're moving to New York from another state to pursue a career on the stage, what advice would you give them before they come, and also when they get there, such as what they should study before they come, how much money should they bring, you know, what is the safest, most economical place to live, you know, what's the best way to supplement, or just any tips that you can give someone.
I do know there was a girl here that I was talking to who just finished school here in California, and she really, really wants to do musical theater. And a lot of her friends moved to New York to study school, to study there, you know, at the big schools. But she was concerned because it is a lot of money to go to school there in general, to go to, and she was just talking about how the unknown, her parents, she doesn't know if they're going to let her. And I was thinking, well, the first step might be to maybe just go there for a week or something. Not initially, just to move there and just jump right in. Get a sense of the energy there is intense. Just to get a feel of it, knowing that it will be overwhelming, to go over there and make that unknown, that whole New York thing kind of known in a sense, which means go there, get yourself into classes. If musical theater is your thing, even though you're not the strongest dancer in the world, or you are the strongest dancer, hit those dance schools. Really get into the, they have, you know, ongoing classes. You can go to Steps or Broadway Dance Center, and really just get involved in taking classes there, because that's where, first of all, a lot of the choreographers for the Broadway shows, eventually, you know, when they're not working on shows, they'll teach classes, and you can learn so much because the choreographers are right there. They're available for you. It's different, you know, in other mediums where, you know, how do you get in the room? Here, these are classes that are just dance classes. And you can see the people around that you'll be auditioning with. So it's just immersing yourself into that. I also think that because of the backstage.com and there are always auditions going on for musicals, I think that's where you can fill your time. If you go there for a week, you can fill your time in hitting auditions every day just to practice the craft of auditioning. And once you get a sense of what that is, then you'd figure out, okay, then that's what I'm going to have to do for the next little while just to create that network and get your songbook together and really hit those auditions so you can really get a sense of how it is in New York. I think that's a good start initially before the whole move, just so you really get a sense of what New York is. So you don't get overwhelmed with everything right away.
I love that. That is a great idea. I think that's some of the best advice I've heard, because I think that if you go on auditions, I mean, unless you're lucky and you get cast and you weren't prepared, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But just go there thinking, well, I'm not going to get the job. I'm just going there just for the experience. That is a great idea, because that way you can know, can I handle it? Because those auditions are stressful, especially if you're going out for a dancer and you go on the line. I mean, a line can be like 25, 50 people auditioning for the same part. So that's a great idea to go there and just do auditions. Don't go there and live. Just go there for a vacation. That is wonderful advice. And also, while you're there, take improv classes, like you were saying. They're so helpful to help you with auditions, not only for your craft, but for auditions, right? Now, what advice do you feel? Because you really do have to have a compatible personality for your profession. And people are confused when I say that. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. But for example, a mortician could never be a car salesman, most likely, highly unlikely, or an actuary. So you have to have certain characteristic traits that are natural. What characteristic traits do you think you need to really reach your goal as a continuing working actor in New York?
Yeah, confidence, like real confidence and trusting in your work. I mean, every day, like I'll start the morning going, yeah, it's going to be a great day. I trust my work. You know, I do trust that I do have comedic abilities. And I'll go into an audition going, oh, I sucked. Oh, this is horrible. But then a part of me has to remember something specific where, and I have like a little reminders for me that remind me that, no, this little moment, this little audition doesn't define me as a performer. Like if I do open mics elsewhere and whew, it doesn't work, it doesn't define me as a performer. But what it is it's, I have to remember that I, the end result, that I do trust that I am going to work, that I will be working on a sitcom, and also because I have worked in the past and I love it so much, I can't think of anything else I would do. So a lot of times I just have to get myself into that right mindset. I think above talent, above your looks or anything, it's that absolute confidence that you have. And sometimes you got to fake it for a moment and then it seeps in, but that real confidence of, I got this, you know, that kind of attitude,
right.
I think is huge. In addition to the fact of, like, I got to let things go sometimes. I really got to let things go, because sometimes, you know, something will happen audition-wise, and I'll feel like, oh, no, oh, gosh, I just got to let it go. That type of trait of just let it go.
Let it go. Now, what do you, if you're a person that's pursuing, I call it the triple threat. If you're pursuing a career as a singer, actor, actually it's more than a triple. If you're a singer, an actor, and a dancer is usually the Broadway, right? The Broadway scene.
Yeah.
If you have all of those abilities and you may be skilled at all three of them equally, or maybe a little bit more in one category, how do you prioritize what you should pursue? Do I go to an audition as a dancer? Do I go to an audition for an actor? Do you have to balance it out, or do you just kind of go with whatever you see? How do you figure that out if you can do all three on
Broadway? Right. Well, for me, I'm thinking about, like, my first goal was to do Miss Saigon. I wanted to do Miss Saigon so badly. And at the time, it was on Broadway, and I would audition for that. And I knew at the time I was a very strong dancer. My singing, not so much yet. Got to work on that. So I knew that I'm going to go to the dancer call. That's where I felt comfortable. So I can shine there. And then hopefully the next step is you go to the dance call and then they call you back. And then when they call you back, you have to sing. And then I'll be ready to sing. But I wanted to show them my best. And that's what I felt really comfortable. Now times have changed in a sense that I have done a lot of dance shows, a lot of Broadway shows where I was a strong dancer first. And then eventually I kind of turned turned a corner where a grateful thing happened where I tore my ACL. So I couldn't really dance anymore. So that's when, thankfully, I really hit the
problem corrected itself. Now you just have acting and singing, right? You didn't have to stress yourself out with the act dancing anymore, right?
Dancing, exactly. It was a great opportunity because I really wanted to really pursue comedy. And I remember when I tore that ACL, I called my agent and I said, it happened. This is it. We are going to say no to a lot of Broadway shows right now because we need to focus on film and television and comedy. So, yay, I tore my ACL.
So your main goal when you started, you didn't wake up and live, eat, and breathe being on Broadway as an actor, right?
No, you know what? My first thing was I love comedy. I love comedy. I love sitcoms. I remember as a kid always thinking, I want to be the neighbor, the Roper's neighbor. I want to be in Three's Company. I just love comedy. I love Don Knotts. Like, I just loved it. But my when I would go to do my dance recitals and do any type of the musical theater camp, I would always want to play not the ingenue or anything. I wanted to be the crazy sidekick, the funny sidekick. But my avenue into the theater was through dance. But what I, after I tore my ACL, and then that's when I really, really pursued more of the comedy. And as opposed to using my body as, you know, a dance vehicle, it was more of like, okay, now as a comedian. So that's when I really started pursuing more of the acting and using the ability and the discipline from dance and putting it into the acting. So, and then comedy and all that stuff. So I realized that's truly where the seed was through comedy.
Now, tell us about your musical group, your improv group.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the Benetones? Tell us about that.
Yeah. You know what? I just moved here to LA, and a lot of my Broadway peeps live here as well now. And as much as I'm pursuing more film and television, I still miss the live aspect of musical theater. But instead of it putting on a musical, like a full-blown musical, like a chorus line or anything like that, I threw my musical theater Broadway friends together, and I told them, we're going to put together a musical improv group. And all of them freaked out. They're like, we don't do improv. You know, we perfect songs and we sing it in front of people. And I said, no, this is going to be so much fun because we innately know musical theater. We can make up songs in a second. Not that we're the best right now, but we do love making songs up by people's suggestions. And so it's actually the whole group. I didn't realize they would turn this way, but we're all there's five Asian boys, two Asian girls, and then one tall African American man. And then it's just, I realized, we're just the minority group, of just improvisers. So we called ourselves the Benetones, and we just started to get together right now. And it's so much fun because it really is, improv in general is just making up stuff, you know, in a second, but it's not just words. It's music, and it's like a jam, but a comedy jam with musical theater.
And is there a place that you're located in one central location, or Where do you
No, perform? We're actually, we're kind of, we're an indie improv troupe, so we kind of jump around. We don't have any specific home yet, but we're literally just putting it together as we speak right now. So
well, you should bring it up at Cleo, come up and perform at Cleo King's Open Mic Night. I would love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That, oh my
See?
Gosh, that open mic is awesome. It is the worst. I mean, I've done a lot of open mics. That is like the place. If you want to create anything, you go in there, you face your fear, and the audience will just be there to support it. It's the best feeling in the world as a performer.
It is a really, I mean, Cleo has really created a wonderful environment. I sure hope it continues longer than the year. Now, you're going to be there this Thursday hosting. You didn't even know Cleo the night that I met you. You had
I know. I didn't even know it.
Right?
You?
That was a very fortuitous night for you, wasn't it? Look at all that happened. See, you never know. That's why I tell people, even when you feel like not going somewhere, get your lazy ass up and go because you don't know. It seems like the places that you don't want to go to are the ones who have the most luck. It just seems
like that.
Show
up. You just got to show up. Just show
That's
it.
That's
for what it is.
The,
just show
that
your butt
is,
up. Just show
that
up.
Is half the battle. Half the battle. Now, also, because we got like 4 minutes. I want to get everything in. You're also performing Wednesday night, March 19th, at the Comedy Store. Tell us. Woo!
Yes.
That's big time.
Oh, well, yeah. It's part of, again, there's a lot of improv groups around, and it's part of LA Connection, and they do shows at the Comedy Store once a month, and I'm doing some short form with the LA Connection there, and it's, I believe it's at 8 p.m.
Oh, my God. I completely had that question I wanted to ask you, and I don't think we're going to have enough time, but maybe in 1 minute, can you tell us the difference between short form comedy and long form in 1 minute?
Oh, okay. You know how Seinfeld, you know, they always have three different scenes. And I guess what Seinfeld is almost like a long form in a sense that how all stories get connected together. That's kind of quickly how I would think it. Short form are kind of quicker games. A long form in a sense is you really start with an idea and it just grows into a longer scene. And it's, in a sense, I think sometimes more rewarding because it's you really stick with it. So that's why Seinfeld is so funny, because sometimes you see three different scenes and eventually they come together. That's kind of long form in a sense. I don't know if it's the best description.
Yeah,
but short
sort of
form
like,
are,
Whose Line Is It Anyway? They go up there, they start with an idea, and they just roll it, right.
Exactly. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Short form. It's still funny, but it's quicker in that sense. But doesn't mean that the long form is long and boring. It is actually so satisfying. And the really smart comedians who know how to write, they do that type of long form because it's a pattern. It's called
a 1-2-3 pattern, which is the basis of all comedy. 1-2-3.
Yeah.
ABC. So 3. All right. Now you're also going to be Saturday, March 22nd. You're going to be doing more improv at LA Connection in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock there. Some more short form improv there. So I'll be doing some yuck.
Yucking it up. Now, what is the website? PIPTURE, picture.com.
It's an app where you can send, instead of sending greeting cards, you can actually send little clips of messages where, if it's somebody's birthday, but you send them one of these little videos. But what it is that these videos aren't your typical, hi, happy birthday, that kind of thing. They're kind of a little, they're little snippets of different characters saying either happy birthday or sorry you lost your job or these kind of funny little snippets that you can send around. So I play two different characters, and it's a app on the phone that you can send to friends just, you know, daily, because a lot of people, that's kind of the new age thing, is like sending videos.
So you're on, so if we went to pipture.com, how would we find you? How would we find you?
You'll see my different characters. I'm a celebrity quoter. I'm also part of Kim and Angela, these other two characters. You'll see a little Asian girl's face. That'll be Jaylene Marcos, and
there.
That's me.
Well, we want to go there, everybody, because we send greeting cards all the time. So go to PIPTRE.com. All right, so we're going to wrap it up, but we've got you host this Wednesday, March 19th, at Comedy Store doing improv. We've got you on Thursday at Cleo King's Open Mic hosting, and on Saturday, March 22nd, doing more improv at LA Connection in Sherman Oaks. And we can see this all on your website. Do you have all these dates on the first page of your website? Which I think not, because I just went there and I didn't see any of these. You better get on right after this show and get all these dates up on there.
I know.
Gotta get it up on there, because people want to see you. You can't deprive anyone of your genius, of your comedic genius. God. You cannot. Jelaine, it is not an option.
It's not an option.
You are going to be so huge. I tell you, you got to trust me. I'm Scorpio. I'm psychic. I'm telling you, you are going to be so huge. Aren't you Scorpio too?
November? I'm Aries.
Oh, you're Aries. Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. That was someone else. That was another Filipino-Asian comedic star I met. I don't You are so funny. You're such a great actress. Just by seeing you do that little skit that you did, I hope it's called a skit, a little skit that you did at Cleo King's Open Mic, you are a phenomenal performer. You keep at it, girl. You are going to be Filipino. You are going to be bigger than Tia Carrere. That's all we got going on. I can't think of any other. I mean, Margaret Cho, but she's Korean, right? We don't have any Asian comedic stars. So you got to be out there representing, right?
I got to thank Tia Carrere for, you know, putting it out there. And
get out there.
I just want to be the next one.
You got to be in Wayne's World 14 or something as the new.
No.
All right. So thank you so much for being on the show. Come and see her Thursday night at Cleo King's. You're going to be there the following Thursday, right? The following Thursday?
Yeah, I'm going to get up and do some more stuff because I got to show up. I just got to show up.
We are definitely going to be there the following Thursday to see you. Thank you for being on the show. Say goodbye to your fans.
Oh, thank you, fans, and in general, keep going. Just show up, keep going, do not stop. Whatever you love to do, do not stop.
Do it, girl. You don't have to be a nurse. You can be a comedian like Jaylene. Woo, yay, power to the Asian population. Get out there.
No.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon, Jaylene, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Thanks for
so. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.